This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I think you got to lock a player like that up. You can't let him leave the building. He's still fresh. And I think keeping him and Josh Allen together, I think that's the future of the offense. You know, you drafted Keon. You know, you got all the puzzles put together right there. And I think he's just still scratching the surface. He's still a young back. And as you look at his numbers, they only on the rise. They steady going up. So for me, when you look at a young player and you get a young talent like that, I think you got no choice but to lock him up for the next few years and give him that comfort of you're here, you're Bill. You know, let's go keep winning.
Dalvin Cook on his brother, James Cook. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Just reading a Bill Barnwell piece at ESPN.com. He breaks down basically every NFL team and where they would stand in the Myles Garrett sweepstakes.
Okay.
Teams that won't trade for Garrett, AFC North teams, Ravens, Bengals, Steelers. Like they just, yeah. The Browns probably won't do that, and it's just take them out. Teams that don't need edge rushers, take them out. Broncos, Texans, Rams, don't need them. Okay. He takes out the teams that are not competitive because Garrett wants to go to a contender and extend. Okay, take them out. Teams that could be involved in a Garrett trade as a third party. None makes sense as a landing spot. He lists the Giants and the Jets here and the Vikings. Just the idea that, you know, they've got some pieces locked up. It just doesn't make sense. Okay, on to the next group. Unlikely but plausible teams that should have a conversation. Arizona, Atlanta, Dallas, Green Bay, Kansas City, Miami, San Francisco, Seattle, Tampa. And then the teams that Garrett puts over the top, maybe. Bills, Lions, Chargers, Eagles. And he lists three that he thinks are perfect spots. Chicago, Indianapolis, and Washington.
Ooh.
So he puts the Bills basically in the top seven for fits for all the criteria.
Was one of his criteria him wanting to go to a Super Bowl contender or no?
Yes. He wants to win a Super Bowl.
And yet he put Indy and Chicago on the perfect fits?
Yeah.
Is that not a little strange?
What he writes about Indy...
I just picked Indy to have their coach fired by the end of next year, but... So clearly, that's my opinion. Like, I don't... Richardson could be great, but I don't know. That seems like a sure thing there. Like, to me, that doesn't sound any different than what he's got in Cleveland right now. I got a good offensive coach, and I've got an unproven quarterback that's coming in.
Well, he lists the teams that are Super Bowl contenders that he could win with.
Yeah.
And with the other three, all three of those, Washington, Chicago, and Indy, they all have rookie quarterback deals.
I see.
I mean, okay. You might not like Indy. Was Chicago any closer to winning a Super Bowl? We'll see how Ben Johnson works out. And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. But the Bears certainly don't have, oh, we're a Super Bowl contender for you, Myles Garrett. But it might be a fit.
Like, I guess the reason why I wouldn't put those two teams in is, and this is, I don't know what Myles Garrett thinks of them, but my hunch would be the way he's talked that he would tell the Colts, or that the Colts and the Bears wouldn't get him to commit to an extension when they traded for him. Right. So would they be able to outbid everybody else if maybe, like, would the Colts be willing to spend two first-round picks plus if they didn't know if Myles Garrett was going to stay long-term? Right. Versus, like, that's where, like, I guess for me, Washington is the one perfect fit because they have a rookie quarterback deal, and it's easy to sell him on, oh, we could win the Super Bowl because they were just NFC in the championship NFC championship.
That's right. It's easier to sell that. The thing about Washington that's nice for the Bills, so Barnwell also breaks down the history of big, big trades like this and stars that got traded and what was the price.
It
includes Tyreek Hill, a first, a second, and a fourth, and a fourth and a sixth. Like, there was a big price. He includes DeAndre Hopkins, and Darrell Revis got a first and a fourth. Richard Seymour was a 2011 first-round pick. Randy Moss, a first and a seventh and a linebacker. Eric Dickerson, three firsts, 3 seconds in a three-way trade that I learned today included the Bills. I did not know the Dickerson trade between the Colts and the Rams included the Bills. So when he breaks that down, he says, what would it cost to get Garrett? His opinion is, if you offer like the 10th pick, that should just do it. The 10th pick is enough.
The 10th pick straight up?
Yes. That if you're offering where the Bills or the Commanders are, you're talking, okay, now it's a first and something.
Right.
Because two firsts for a guy approaching 30, it just doesn't happen. And Tyreek Hill did not get two firsts. He got a first, a second, a fourth, and a fourth and a sixth in two back-to-back years. So that's a first and second, and then, you know, later picks. That's Tyreek Hill at the peak of his powers. I mean, he was incredible at that moment.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. So that's right.
He says, Barnwell says, it probably won't be multiple firsts unless it's a team that's at the end, like the Bills and the Commanders. And even then, it might be a first and a second.
The one guy, does he mention Khalil Mack in there? As a guy that was... Because
yes.
Mack was traded for, I thought it was two first-round picks to Chicago when that happened. Or maybe I'm remembering it wrong. Maybe it was a first and a second that was the big price that he went for. But because he was 27, so he was a little bit younger, 2 years younger, which might matter big here. But that was two first-round picks. Like that's the closest you're getting.
They sent Mac with a second and sixth.
I see. Okay.
So yes, they did spend two firsts, but one of those, and this is important,
yeah,
one of those is a pick slide from the first to the second.
Right.
So
it's a trade down, really. So
there's a great spot where, wow, this looks like a big price, but in reality, if I just slid 15 spots, I didn't give up a first. I just slid.
Right. Which, if that's where, you know, the Bills would have to be to outbid others, like, hey, we're not just giving you two first-round picks straight up, but we would do two first-round picks if you're willing to do it more like that, where you're sending us a pick back, and you can still put on your... You can still put on your PR, like, hey, we acquired two first-round picks, and it might be remembered that way. I just remembered it as Mac just got traded for two first-round picks, but I'm still getting value back. Like, I'm not really just giving you them straight up. That might be a way to get closer and outbid teams that – I just wonder, is there one team that is willing to just give two first straight up? Is one team into it that much, Washington, whoever, they feel like, you know what, let's just do it. You know, one thing about Washington that happens a lot, this was a breakdown of them last year, I remember, a point being made, that if you look at any new ownership group throughout sports, what they do in their first, like, 24 months as owner, there's always a big identifying splash move somewhere. It just happened 2 weeks ago. In the other way, the Dallas Mavericks got a new owner a year ago, and they just traded their superstar player. It happens all over sports. And I think the point I remember being made about Washington was, you watch, like, at some point, that group, is it Adam Henry and Magic Johnson, like, they are going to want to do something huge. And more than just drafting Jaden Daniels second overall. So maybe, like, that could be an influence that is... Not just, hey, is this valuable enough? It might be more bigger picture, a team being willing to trade two firsts.
Interesting you say that. Can you think of another team that has new owners?
No. Who?
The Bills.
Oh. Right, okay.
The Bills have a couple new owners.
They have, yeah, sure. Yes.
And, hold on.
Yeah.
They certainly have something that they'd like to sell in the next 2 years. No?
Uh-huh.
PSLs. How are we going to get people to commit to watching this team? We're close. Is there a final piece that pushes us across the line?
Yeah.
That gets people to buy these?
You got Vince Carter calling Brandon Bean daily? Like, what would you talk to Cleveland today? What'd they say?
Yeah.
Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, don't they own
Wouldn't
like 1%?
When they have a conference call and they're talking, I mean, if you just jumped in, you don't have a controlling interest, but aren't you going to be like, what are we doing? Let's have ourselves an offseason, fellas. What do we got?
Right. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. There's some new owners. You said new owners. All right. Extendo Sports coming up, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.